In teaching learning to breathe, we use a process called guided discovery. The structure of the sessions builds on progressive themes that are best suited to inductive methods that support inquiry and experiential learning. In other words, don't be a talking head. Help students discover things on their own. You can scaffold students' understanding by making connections explicit when appropriate, by using real-time, present-moment examples, by assisting students in noticing relationships between the class discussion and their lives, and by supporting the application of ideas and practices to daily living. Overall, teachers should model the attitudes of curiosity and non-judgment described by Kabat-Zinn, because teaching mindfulness requires a shift from top-down, content-heavy instruction, called the pedagogy of knowledge, to a style that facilitates awareness, the pedagogy of curiosity. Thus, striving to be aware of present-moment experiences in the classroom and maintaining that focus using questioning directed towards noticing and exploring feelings, sensations, and their patterns are important features of teaching learning to breathe. There is less teacher talk compared to student talk during lessons, as teachers model patience with the process of cultivating mindful awareness. Don't worry about doing everything. There are no tests. A critical teaching practice involves the willingness to be accepting of uncertainty and even of mildly unpleasant experiences without reacting or needing to change or fix things immediately. Overall, prioritize and save time for the actual mindfulness practice, because this is what will make the difference.